Well, hello and welcome. This is the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. I'm sitting here in the studios at WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire. The transmitter is dead, and as far as I know, the call letters are going to be canceled soon. The license has been given away or sold or transferred. And there will be no more free radio, community radio, or college radio in the central New Hampshire region. Now, regardless of that, it's one of those situations where you can say, the king is dead, long live the king. Radio Thrift Shop will go on in one form or another. I'll be bringing you all kinds of tunes from the dusty archives of the past century of recorded sound. Today I'm going to be doing a feature that I haven't done a while called the Trio Sonata, three versions of one song. So we're going to start off with that. The song is Buffalo Springfield's For What It's Worth. And we're going to start off hearing a version by The Rainy Days.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there. Got to beware. It's time we stop tooting. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Bad lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody. Young people speaking their minds, getting so much resistance from behind. And you better stop doing what's that sound. Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. Songs carrying signs, mostly saying hooray for our side. You better stop doing what's that sound. Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man comes and takes you away. And you better stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. You better stop, children, what's that sound?
your life it will creep. Starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line,
come back home,
take you away.
Three versions of For What It's Worth. That was Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66. Before that, Fresh Air. And we started off with The Rainy Days, For What It's Worth. I'll be back right after this.
Exploring Science in the Sea. It's an ocean-going vessel for the internet age. It's being funded in part by an internet crowdsourcing campaign. It will look like a joystick strapped to the back of a manta ray. And as it sails the oceans, it'll beam its travels to the world from an onboard multimedia studio. Sea Orbiter is the creation of a French marine architect, and it's being built by a foundation headed by the architect, an oceanographer, and a former astronaut. It will include laboratories for marine scientists and a fleet of submersibles for studying the deep ocean. It'll also include an underwater chamber that can be used by marine scientists or by astronauts simulating spaceflight. Sea Orbiter will look like no other ship. It'll sail through the water vertically instead of horizontally. The upper half, the part that looks like a joystick, will extend about 8 stories above the water. Wind turbines and solar panels on that part of the vessel will provide power. The manta ray part will extend even farther below the ocean. That's where most of the crew members will live and work. They'll have big windows for observing the ocean environment. And they'll have wet and dry laboratories, plus chambers for both shallow and deep divers. Construction is scheduled to begin in 2014. Sea Orbiter's first voyage is expected to follow a couple of years later, a shakedown cruise around the Mediterranean. After that, it'll head into the Atlantic Ocean, keeping the world informed through the internet all the way. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Thank you, Holly, bringing us news of the oceans on our wonderful planet. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, and indeed, it is a thrift shop for the radio. We're cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound, including cassette tapes, 8 tracks, reel-to-reels, which are making a huge comeback, by the way, vinyl, homemade CDs, and yeah, even a couple of 78s. Let's cruise back to 1934 with Ted Fiorito. Fun song for summer.
Sarsaparilla beneath the beach umbrella, and you to make the day so sunny. I'll write love letters to you in the sand. Oh, won't it be grand? You'll be wicky wacky wooing at the seashore. Oh boy, there's nothing sweller. Hot dogs and sarsaparilla with lots of kisses from my honey. My honey, you'll be my Cinderella. I'll be that lucky fella. Hot dogs and sarsaparilla with you. Thank you.
Ring in a smile, replacing every frown. At morning, night, and noon, it's a happy little tune. Crowds swaying in harmony. Bands playing that sweet and loving melody that makes you want to spoon. It's a happy little tune. Every note makes trouble dispossess me. It's a rhythm that will make you, yes, me. So, honey, keep humming within your heart. Joy's coming, so blues, get ready to depart. And love will follow soon with a happy little tune. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
All right. Little bit of an abrupt ending there. That was a 7-inch vinyl single released back in 1973 on a very small label. And that was a band called Exploit with The Green Man, released in Italy. Before that, Moody from their really wonderful album Gentle Rain, which was released around 1973 as well. That was, of course, Bill Withers' Use Me. The Chronicle Church before that with Mystery from another 7-inch vinyl single, and we started off with Herb Ota and Living in Dreams. And of course, before that, we went back to the 1930s in the Thrift Shop Time Machine, and we heard two tunes from 1934, Ted Fiorito with Hot Dogs and Sarsaparilla, perfect song for the dawn of July here, and Dick Sherwin and his orchestra with A Happy Little Tune. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. You are not listening on WSCS because the transmitter is down, the station is off the air, and likely never to return. The college will not give us information about what is happening with the transfer of the FCC license, but I'm here in the studio, and I'm going to continue to produce Radio Thrift Shop at whatever frequency, so to speak, and however the method of production is possible. So please stay tuned. If you want to email me, at present, my email address is fmoe@colby-sawyer.edu. That's Frederick Michael Oscar Echo, fmoe@colby-sawyer.edu. I'm going to do a little segment now called What's in the Box. And it combines one of my favorite segments, Drop the Needle, with a little bit of mystery as well. Well, it's all mystery, isn't it? But I take a box set out of my collection that I have not heard, and we're going to drop the needle and hear it for the first time. Now, this is from 1949, released on Decca Records. And it was released on 78 and then released on 45. It's called Ethel Smith Souvenir Album. And, oh yeah, there's some liner notes here. You couldn't call Ethel Smith a Latin from Manhattan because she's originally from Pittsburgh. But if she had decided to be born on Father Knickerbocker's land, Knickerbocker's Island, the phrase would have fitted her perfectly, for Ethel has been in love with Latin America and its music since she was 10. Her most ardent childhood desire was someday to go south of the equator. At any rate, I'm not going to go on and on and on with that, but here it is. We're going to drop the needle on Ethel Smith, organ solos with the Bandido Carioca, released in 1949 on Decca Records. Thank you. All right, very nice. Brand new 7-inch vinyl single by M-Tet. Tune called Bikes. Before that, we heard Ugly Custard and Feel This. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. What do I got queued up for you now? Well, we're kind of moving into the last third or so of the show. And right after the show, there's going to be a mini documentary on the shortwave's numbers stations. So please stay tuned for that. Okay, we've played Sergio Mendez. So let's try Sergio Mihanovic. This is Waltz in 16. Thank you. All right, some very unusual stuff there from Ray Cathode, Waltz in Orbit. Before that, Yusuf Latif with Love Theme from Spartacus. And we started that set off with Sergio Mihanovic and Waltz in 16 millimeters. So we went from 16 millimeters to Orbit. Very, very cool. Well, before cruising off today, I want to play some new music that was just released by Darian Scatton of Edible Onion, which is his company and label. This is a very cool 7-inch single, which is was released in a hand-colored and printed sleeve with the lyrics printed and some gorgeous illustrations on the inside of the sleeve. And let's see, how many copies of this were done? Not entirely sure, but I have copy number 34. They are individually numbered. I think it says something like, it looks like 620 were pressed up. And this features Darian Scatton on voice, pedal harp, combo organ, electric guitar, Casio, and music box. Benjamin Schur on percussion and electric bass, and Gabrielle Smith on backing voice. So let's spin this brand new from Darian Scatton on Edible Onion Records. Take a look at this. He's recording as Still Sweet. That's the name of the quote-unquote band. This is Pirouette.
Our last goodbye. patient still like a stone. My eyes whirl at the slightest winter moan outside my home.
Love to write? Do you love to read? Have you considered publishing your work online or on paper? If you answered yes to any or all of these questions, you might be interested in the American Amateur Press Association. The AAPA welcomes hobby journalists from all walks of life. Retirees, teenagers, college students, housewives, professional journalists, college professors, truck drivers, ministers, you name it. People with an extraordinary desire to write, to read, and to publish. Whether you enjoy scribbling a short story, blogging, creating artwork, making your own publications with a laser printer or a letterpress, the American Amateur Press Association is a community where you can connect with like-minded people. For more information, visit our website at aapainfo.org. That's aapainfo.org. Remember, whatever you do, honor your craft and creativity. All right, some beautiful, beautiful music by Still Sweet, which is, let's see, Darian Scatton, Benjamin Shore, and Gabrielle Smith, released on the Edible Onion label. And beautiful, beautiful stuff. We heard Holy Bones and Pirouette. Well, this is DJ Frederick. I want to say thank you for listening to this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'll be coming to you through the airwaves, through the ionosphere, through the speakers, possibly through your computer. I'll figure this out, and I'll be producing more editions in the not-too-distant future. Thanks for listening, and remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.
During commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.